Hello, everyone. This is Jake Gross, and I'm currently with David and Gabriel on Skype. Gabriel is currently muted, so he'll be unmuted in a couple minutes. So, just give you an update on what's been going on lately. Last night, I uploaded Steve's Clock and a Windows XP VM to my site. I also have NVDA themes uploaded to my site as well. I have them installed, so you can hear if I go to my desktop.
Desktop, please.
You can hear my iPhone sounds.
Start run mode. Show desk. Start but audacity on that. On the Gabriel Joseph. Skype.
And so I'm using the NVDA themes. And
Which I helped him with.
David helped me get these set up. So and I like my Windows 7 much better because the microphone is not as quiet as it was on Windows 10.
And you said it's much faster?
Yeah, much faster.
And I downloaded Battle.7z.
Did you open it?
Yeah, and I kind of looked through it, but I didn't use any of
this
stuff yet.
Oh. Because you know there's a lot of stuff in there, right?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I'm not sure what a lot of it is, actually, because I know it's a lot of it is screen readers and stuff, so.
Yeah, there's games and...
What's up, guys? Gabriel here.
So we just unmuted. So basically, I've been telling them, you know, what's been going on lately, what I uploaded to my site last night, and, you know, all that stuff.
And tell them what you did last night.
Well, last night, I got all my NVDA themes installed.
And where did you go? McDonald's and stuff?
Yeah, I went to McDonald's last night.
Yeah, and I made some of the themes, the iPhone theme my friend Garrett made. I made the Mac theme and that Android theme. So, yeah.
Oh, remember you fixed one of the sounds in the iPhone theme?
Yeah, one of the sounds in the iPhone theme was broken, so we fixed it.
Yeah.
More like two of them, because the clock sound wasn't working either.
Oh, yeah.
So,
And this is almost just like an update as well. So, you know. I'm gonna just stay muted for a while. I'll talk when I need to, but Patrick's kind of loud, so I'm just gonna mute.
Alright. So, yeah, I'm using my Olympus as a mic, and I'm recording my sound card. So, I have, like, 8 VMs on my site now. Yeah, so I have Windows 3.1. Windows 3.1.
So is 3.1 that I have to use keyboard commands, right? How do I have to use that thing?
You have to make sure the virtual brown speak is installed and running.
Frick. And it's a command prompt based.
Well, it's you go to CD space Windows to go in the Windows folder because you start out in MS DOS, and then you type in Win to start Windows.
And then,
You're in the program manager of Windows 3.1.
How do you go through the program manager?
Like use the arrow keys to go to your current go through your program groups and stuff, and then you go to the window menu, and then choose the program group you want.
I'll look through that later. And that's the soft extractor.
Yeah. Oh, my brother's currently bouncing on the ball right now.
Oh.
Yep.
So you have to have the Bremo Speak stuff installed on your VM.
On your host, like make sure COM0COM is installed, configure properly, and the Bremo Speak is running. And then you can use the virtual brown speak with Windows 3.1.
And you did that as a podcast, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. So if you don't know how to do that.
And what VM did you do it in?
I actually did it in DOSBox. I installed it on my Windows 10, and I got it, and I showed them it working with DOSBox and Windows 3.1.
So, like, how do you use the we're talking DOSBox, right?
Yeah. It's just a DOS emulator, but you're using VMware Player. So I'm running, I can either run Windows 3.1 in VMware or DOSBox.
So I want to do VMware, so I just download your Windows 3.1?
Yeah, and I believe the COM0COM stars and Brown Speak stuff is in there already.
So you'll have to help me out, because it's kind of hard to follow your podcast. Again, you go way too fast.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, sorry.
So I'll just ask you to help me out later after the podcast. So,
yeah. Let's see. What random stuff can we do? Let's see. I'm gonna.
Well, I am gonna go boot up my Windows. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna stop muting. If you hear any background noise, I apologize. My brother is playing with the birds, I think.
Yeah.
Shh. I can't control how loud he is. There's no volume knob on him, so I can't.
Yeah, I wish there was, because he gets
kind of. Yeah, okay. So I'm actually using Windows XP. I've got to install all my stuff on it. How? That kind of thing. Because I re-extracted it.
Yeah, because there's now an XP VM on my site with How and Window Eyes and Desktop Reader all set up.
Nice. So I kind of want to use this because I kind of enjoy installing all that stuff myself, but that's kind of convenient to have it on your site.
Yeah.
Now, also, I may do a podcast on, you know, how Jake, you know, makes his self-extractors, if you guys don't know, his ISOs. If he wants me to upload that stuff to his site, I'll give it to him so that's I can fine. Do my own podcast. See ya later. So, yeah, you know, that's what we're dealing with. Can I go show Daddy something? Yeah, sure. So, you know, I'm going to go do something quick, and if the podcast... Well, I'll keep my headset on, but I'll just mute. You know, we'll see if this thing is still up. So, yeah, I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I really like Windows 7 Ultimate. And one thing I had a problem with is last week, I tried reinstalling Windows 7 on my laptop, and even if I told it to boot up from the CD...
I wouldn't do that if I were you, because that's a school computer.
No. It's my regular computer. It's a laptop I got for my birthday in 2013, and it has bloatware on it, and I just want to reinstall Windows on it clean.
So what happens?
When I try to boot from the CD, it's an Asus machine, by the way. When I try to boot from CD, I go to the boot menu by pressing
How
escape.
How do you go to the boot menu?
Haram girlfriend is online alert.
I press escape, and...
Once?
As soon as I turn the machine on, I turn it on. And then, as soon as I turn the machine on, I press escape, and,
How many times did you hit it?
Oh, your USB mic is acting up. Or USB headset is acting up. I currently press escape. And I press down arrow to choose the CD. Press enter and it's supposed to boot up. So, yeah.
Actually, once what I did when I boot from CD is I put the CD in the drive. And instead of turning on the computer, I press space, and it boots from the CD.
So, when do I press space?
Right when you turn it on, keep pressing space until it boots from the CD.
Yeah, and one of my other friends went online, Skype, so that got in the podcast.
Yeah, oh, that's all right.
Yeah. Just so, So there's nothing really much I've really found lately and that I didn't do a podcast on. Like, I've been playing with Window Bridge a little bit last week, but I already showed you guys that in a podcast I did. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, not much has been going on with me.
Yeah.
Me and Gabriel have just been busy with our site.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you did.
Yeah. And they uploaded a podcast called How to Wolf, which is pretty funny.
Yeah. And I'm also helping him do videos on his YouTube channel.
Oh.
Yeah. If I do a video myself, he uploads it for me.
Wow.
Audacity icon, Audacity panel, track, Gabriel, Audacity icon, header, Gabriel, Audacity, all control, Gabriel Joseph.
So yeah, not much has been going on, so, you know, if you want to contact us, you can email me at datajake@gmail.com. You can find me on audiogames.net as
David, give my email too, okay?
1999. And you can find me on Skype as DaddyJake9999. So, David, you can give your email and Gabriel's email.
Okay, you can email me at radio1975@gmail.com. That's radio1975@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at radio1975. And you can add me on Skype at radio_lover729, and you can email Gabriel at gabrieljoseph.oria@gmail.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at gabriel_oria, and add him on Skype at gabrielstack.
So yeah, so we'll see you guys in our next podcast. Bye.
Yeah.
So I stopped the recording.
From Gabriel Jones.
Oh wait, actually, no, I'm in the Skype window. Let me. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna stop the recording now.